Barbara with a question.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, my question would be with to the treasurer. I guess that's Joseph, right? Does he feel comfortable? My understanding is that the budgets are drawn up by the management, and then, of course, the LSB has it presented to them and explained to them, and they approve. But I think when it gets to the Finance Committee, it is very worthwhile to have both the LSB representatives on the Finance Committee as well as the management to talk about a budget that's being approved for a whole year.
Did we have Quincy here when we talk about KPFA? I don't remember.
No, Quincy responded to an email that he's out of town or out of the country. I'm not sure which.
My question was about when we talk about KPFA.
It was the business manager then, and it's fine with me if it's one of them.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene. Did Joseph have a response to Barbara's question?
I do. I wish one of them had showed up on the call tonight. I don't know why we sent them the information, but we have had a discussion with the business manager twice on the budget and the general manager once on the same issues. He doesn't agree with some of our points. At the same time, when we were asking about specific issues that were in difference, we were given no justification for his positions. We asked specifically what effects would happen, any parameters that would be changed, and we weren't given anything. So we were given no evidence that there was any specific problem with the way we set up the budget, nor any specific citations other than there wouldn't be a program director, but we don't have the money for a salary for a program director anyway. So other than that, there were no complaints even from management with what we came up with. Given that the case, I am pretty satisfied with the concurrent condition of the budget. Thank you.
Okay, I think Serena's next on the stack.
Yeah, I'd like us to discuss the budget. I mean, it doesn't have to be final, and it doesn't have to be forever, but it's 9:37. I assume we're ending at 10 Eastern, so we can spend the next 20 or a portion of that, 19 minutes or whatever, discussing the budget. I think we should get out of it.
Adriana, with a clarification.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I want to let everybody know that the budget that we are discussing was have a little modification that we agree with the Dixon Foundation and the LSB. The whole budget is what the management present. The only difference can be, we need to talk in executive session about that, but have to do only with salaries. And whatever it is, I mean, we need to specify that we have such a small amount of employees that we need to be in executive session to talk about the difference. What the LSB didn't agree is, and the local finance committee didn't agree, to have a budget that was in balance. We need a budget that is balanced, and like I said, the only difference between the one that you see and the original version that was modified have to do with salaries and only can be talked in executive session, okay?
Is someone waiting to get on stack? I'm sorry, I didn't write it down. Okay, I'm going to call myself.
Question?
Okay, go ahead, I'll call myself.
So are we going to discuss any of the What are we doing? Are we going to discuss the budget a little bit, or say, are we discussing whether or not to discuss it? I'm not sure yet.
I believe we're discussing it. I wanted to ask a fundamental question about the budget in general terms.
Our fault is stacked.
Okay. To discuss the budget, you're saying?
Yeah. I just have a couple questions.
Okay. All right. So I'll ask mine first. I put myself in a sack already. So my basic question is this. You're showing from fiscal year 2011 to 2014 per year total revenue of $1,216,000. And for this coming year, you're projecting a smaller revenue. And I just want to point out again that when we approved the loan to KPFT to purchase the needed transmitter to go to full power, that there was a proviso added that KPFT had to come up with a plan for increasing its listenership and support beyond just relying on the added strength of the transmitter to actually increase its revenues to be able to pay back that loan and improve its service. And I'm very concerned with this and all our budgets, really, that we're budgeting reduced revenues going forward. I think that there has to be a plan for increased revenue at each station and throughout the foundation. And so I'm wondering if there's any response from the KPFT.
Juliana?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, we all agree, and we all agree on the issue that the revenue, the listener support, basically, that is what, because what you can see is that, like you said, from 2011 to 2014, we talk about total revenue, listener revenue was listener 927. But then 2015, that decreased to 166. And in 2016, it's 962. It's a dramatic decrease in the listener support. We all agree that the goal is working to have exactly the amount that we need, that was the norm for KPFT. I agree with Michael, and that is one of the discussions that we are having this year. Not only the listener revenue dropped to less than $800,000 in 2016. This is unacceptable. But what we didn't want is, a pile in the sky. The idea is the budget needs to reflect something that makes more sense. If you look at the numbers, what we have in listener support for this year is very close to what is the, it's a little bit over what is the average that we have every year without, it's a little over because the average 11 to 14 is 927 and we are projecting 940. We are not counting 2016 because, like I said, it's less than $800,000. We all agree that this, and the goal is exactly that, that when you do a budget, one of the problems that we saw through the whole foundation is that people project some ideas, and then in the meantime, they said, well, if budget this amount of expenses because this is what we budget. This year, we did exactly the opposite. We said, the goal is obviously that is not acceptable, but we need to contain our expenses to what is more realistic, what our history is. Obviously, we need to be, and we said if the money may come up, and if we came back to the revenue that we are supposed to be receiving every year, obviously then we can decide what to do with expenditures and expenses we can add. But we didn't want to have a budget that, like I said, is just a fantasy budget with a huge amount of revenue that is proven that last year didn't happen, right? And we didn't want expenses going that way. That's why we are reducing the only thing that we could And like I said, I cannot speak specifically about the cats because, one important one is the decision that we will not have a program director. What the LSB decide, we pass a motion saying that till the somebody need to show by example to the whole foundation how this is being done. We cannot, till the foundation is in a better situation, till KPFD can even pay central services the way that should be, we should keep having employees that we cannot pay and the foundation cannot afford. I think that it's just a matter of responsibility, saying till we have the money, we will not count in the expenses. I don't know if that answers your question, Michael, but...
Joseph here?
Yeah, go ahead, Joseph.
Just to follow up on that, if I'm hearing the echo or what. In any case, just to follow up on that, we're concerned about the repayment of the loan from KPFA. And as Adriana said, we want to make sure that our budget was realistic and that we weren't including expenses that would make it more difficult for us to repay the loan to KPFA, because we really appreciate that we did get that. That subject has been brought up in meetings as far as the cash flow to be able to repay the loan. But I have no information. We've received no information at the LSB or the Finance Committee on any specific plan to follow through on increasing the membership, as you said, and it is a serious concern that does warrant further investigation. That's all I have right now.
Okay, our poll is on the stack for other questions.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sneezing here. One second. Oh, pardon me. Just had a big sneezing thing happen. All right. Yes. Now I'm looking at I'm mostly comparing it to last year's preliminaries, because I think that, you know, if we had the time and all of that stuff, we could do weighted averages and stuff, but we don't. So, from what I'm seeing, the big number that's leaping out at me is about $150,000, because projecting listener support, that's about 145 better than FY16. Projecting a total revenue, that's 150 better than FY16. Expenses appear to be about 10,000 higher than FY16. And the projected net income, net loss, is about $150,000 different from last year. The projection this year is $6,110 in the black at the end of the year, which, of course, is basically break even. So I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing that, the big thing is the revenue is 150 more than last year. And I'm wondering, how is that justified? What is going to get done that's going to raise that much more money? Especially if there's no program director, what exactly is going to be happening that is going to get $150,000 more, almost all of it, in listener support in FY17 that didn't happen in FY16? So I think that's the big question.
Adriana, you want me to answer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Please.
I will give you the best answer that I can. We know that this 2016 was a really strange year for KPFD, because you can see the average. I need to, history tell this committee that the original budget that we received from management was much, much higher. The amount of listener support was huge. We never had such an amount. That's why when we started the discussion, we said we need to go to something more realistic you know, no, like I said at the beginning, a pile in the sky. What we project this year is very close to what is the average from the last 5 years, without counting, like I said, 2016, that is really, really strange. It's a lot of reasons. Some of them we can, well, doesn't matter. The reality is that 2016 was a really strange year for revenue, and we can attribute to that to all different situations. But basically, wasn't any change, basically no change in programming at all, right, in the last probably 3 or 4 years. What we are projecting is what is the average. What we think, we believe that the KPFT, like the manager said, is at the bare bone. The budget is at the bare bone. And we couldn't really cut any more like that, more than that, because if not, we are not functioning. And I believe that with little effort this year, we will be well over this amount. That's why, but we want a responsible and conservative figure. Like you said, our poll, the rest is practically the same thing that was in 2016. You are comparing 2016, obviously. We even lower the total operating expenses. We lower a little bit the total expenses, not much, but a tiny bit. And it's true, the only big difference is that we expect to keep the listener support at the same level that is traditional, the level of KPFT. That's why a budget is just an idea of what we want to do. And like Joseph explained, we didn't want to have a bunch of revenue justified saying, oh, yeah, we will have big revenues. No. This wasn't realistic, and this is a compromise that we come up with and management accepted. And like I said, the only big difference is we're cutting in, well, I'm sorry, but some of the issues that can be only talk in executive session, because the numbers sound similar, but there are some changes in personnel that are important. And that's why the LSE approved this budget, okay? I believe that we'll be, should be, and if not, should be consequences of any kind, of some kind, if we cannot have at least this revenue. That is insane that we cannot at least raise that amount of money.
This is Michael. I'm going to put myself back on the stack unless there's someone else. Okay, so looking again at some of the earlier figures, between fiscal year 2013 and fiscal year 2014, you had a substantial increase in listener support from 883 to 991. That's like about $110,000 more in listener support. Was there any analysis done as to how that increase was accomplished that would give any guidance? However, in 2014, even with substantially more listener support than you're projecting by about 50,000, the station had a loss of $50,000. So you have cut the expenses somewhat from then. RPAW said that your expenses are up over last year, but that's not the case. The expenses are actually lower than projected.
Yes.
About $30,000 less, I think, than they were in 2016. But I guess I'm looking for some concretization of what did work in the past to increase listener support and what might work in the future, so that you can we can have some kind of accountability or measurable, you know, some plan in place that would produce more listenership, more listener support that we can check on.
Well,
the question I have.
Joseph,
Yeah, just to say that were the it's still saying projection for 2016. Were the actuals for 2016 incorporated into this, or?
Yes, from the national office.
FY 2016 projected. It's not actually a projection. Those are the correct figures through September.
Yeah, the one that we received from the national office. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Joseph.
No, I just wanted to mention, considering, I think part of the reason why we did better in that particular year was actually we haven't really changed any procedures around the station. I think it was just the economics here in the Houston area that led to a little bit stronger support during that period, which is not the greatest news, but I think that's part of it. But also right now, I think we may... considering the way the economy is going, we may have some reason to believe that's also going to be true for the next year, that we may see some just general improvement in the economic situation, which means more of our listeners will be able to give. So some of the increase in what we were expecting in listener revenue is kind of based on just kind of the trends here in the region. Thank you.
All right. Well, so go ahead, Adriana.
Serene with a question.
Okay.
I want to add something that is important, too. I think that you heard that from us before. One of the big problems that KPFT lost, a substantial percentage of their listeners lately. I mean, if we compare with 2005, KPFT lost almost half of their listeners. I think that every station had problems, all the stations, all the units had problems, but in KPFT case, that's why I think that we are taking now, we are working on taking measures and trying to revert this situation. And like Joseph said, it's a shame, but politically, what happened in the country, we know already that in a way we'll bring listeners and support to Pacifica, to the units, because we know what is happening politically in the country, and we already are seeing some of these things happening, right, with revenue. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So my question was about the transmitter and exactly when that got repaired, and whether you've seen any uptake in the listener support since that period. Because I think I heard a really, really low number in terms of the folks or the areas that were being reached prior to being restored to full power. Adriana?
Go ahead.
Yes, Celine, you're right. I mean, was a really the we were transmitting before the change. I think that somebody said about 30% of our capacity. But the problem is sometimes you lose listeners, and it's not only a matter of that you have enough potency to reach them. You need to have a way to bring those people back. To tell them that we are producing something like the product that they will like. I think that we are doing our best. I think that that we are trying to change, and we are trying to incorporate some different techniques, and we are in a dialogue to facilitate really change it. And we know that in order to keep KPFT and the foundation alive, we need to go through those changes. And I think that we are working on that. The problem is, like you say, Samin, when you lose listeners, it's very difficult to bring them back. It's not a problem only of how powerful your signal is. It's you need to make a specific effort to reach those people that you already lost. And you lost it not only because the low emission, you lost it too because maybe the program that you were, economic situation are important too, but, you know, it's a product that you are sending is not what the people want or like, you lose, you know, the listeners. That's it.
This is Michael. I'm going to call myself again. So I want to reiterate the points I made at the last time we had a face-to-face national board meeting, which is well over a year ago. Houston is the fastest-growing big city in the United States. I believe that it supplanted Chicago as the third-largest city. It's
yes.
Also it has. Hmm?
Yes, yes, you are right.
Yeah, it has the fastest, it has the youngest population of any large city in the United States, and the youth population is growing faster than anywhere else in the United States. So I think those are factors that have to be taken into account concretely with programming and services that meet that end. So that's what I'm looking for. You can't put that exactly in the budget, but related to the question of increasing listenership has to be, in other words, it's a very diverse city. It's a big, you know, a lot of people are displaced to Houston from New Orleans and so that's what I'm looking for is for people to concretize ways in which the station can meet the needs of that audience. You had flooding there, all those things that somewhere in the process of coming up with a plan, a strategic plan, you have to have some way to identify who are your targets, specifically, who are you trying to serve and how are you trying to serve them? And that's got to be fleshed out so that the staff, paid and unpaid, are, you know, kind of all on the same page about how, you know, how to improve your programming to attract those listeners and engage them and get them involved with the station so that their energies and their talents kind of get on your air and attract people. I think that's the bottom line of the thing is I know this. Do you have a functioning community advisory board, for example? And if so, has the board done any kind of needs assessment of the Houston area? Those are the things I think will. And it's not just directed at you. We just have to deal with your budget. I've asked the same things at KPFK. That is where we're going to have to, find our audience, that responds to our mission and put the two together.
Joseph here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'd point out that we actually only lost our program director just recently, and, we've had this growth and everything going on, and there's been no effective response the only reason I mentioned that is because someone mentioned previously that we were supposed to have a program director to be taking advantage of this. Well, we had one, and nothing was being taken advantage of. So we were getting absolutely no performance for the amount of money we were investing in that position. Secondly,
I don't want to get into personnel matters, if that's your point.
I'm not talking about any specific person. I was talking about you mentioned the position, so... Anywho, the other thing is we just had a town hall meeting, and we did, at the town hall meeting it was brought up that we have had a program on the station where the vice chair of the board actually managed to get some Houston Independent School District students to come in and have a biweekly show unfortunately that we couldn't get any support from management, but we did get some board people supporting it, but we did get the airtime. So... Again, these things, I agree. Why aren't we reaching out more to youth, and why aren't we taking advantage of the expanding population? Those are questions I can't answer, but when we ask the questions, all we get is a bunch of double talk. So we're trying to do things to address these things, but that's all we can do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Where are we on time?
Oh.
Adriana, time for this agenda item, or
no? We have 14 more minutes.
Okay.
Are Paul for a fast question?
Fred for a question also.
Okay, Fred, and then our Paul, or I can't remember who spoke already. Had you asked anything previously, our Paul?
I've spoken on this, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead, Fred, and then our Paul.
Yeah, looking at the spreadsheet, I've been looking at both the the FY17 annual budget tab and also the cash flow tab next to it. And I noticed that the listener income for 2016 on the cash flow tab is $890,734, which is about $100,000 more than on the annual budget, the 2016 annual budget tab. And I noticed that also that the months July, August, and September for listener income are projection. The numbers are projections, not the actuals. Even though we're now in November, does that? So I'll leave it to Joseph Davis to respond. I'm just curious.
You should talk to Adriana. She's got more up to date facts on that.
Yes. Well, like you said, you see the numbers. You said that they are projections. But what is, let's say, projected FY2016? We use the same numbers that the national office coincide was what the national office sent us at the end of September. That is the first thing. The second issue is, I want to remind everybody that listener support, if you look at the numbers, we have other numbers that are part of this, like you said, when we are talking about community events. Everything is part of what we receive, even when we mention only listener support in one line. The rest, you can see that over the years, some of these numbers are being changed. When we have before big numbers in listener support, you can see that now they are in different categories, right? Like when you talk about the average in 2011 to 2014, and we are talking too about when we were receiving CPB money at the beginning, obviously, I mean, no in 2014, but in 2013, 2014, 2012, and 2011. All of that is not there anymore. We know about that. And part of what we are receiving is, obviously, is not what going on our cash flow, is not only what comes like listener support, it's all the revenue that we receive.
Yeah, but I think that Fred is correct that the on the 2017 cash flow forecast tab, the figures don't correspond to the 2017 annual budget tab. I think that's probably because the actuals were not entered into the cash flow, only into the annual budget.
Exactly. That's what they told us. That was they did it.
So that's why it probably gets cleaned up.
You can see too that is the first time that that didn't happen in 2016. But we asked to add there the repayments that were the provisos that the National Finance Committee and the PNB approved with last year budget. Was never incorporated in the 2016, but we are putting it again in the 2017.
Okay, thanks. R. Paul?
Okay. Yes, getting back to the question of that total expenses, I'm looking at the line that says total expenses in the budget proposal, and it's $1,129,64. And for FY16 from the FY16, let me read it, the preliminary FY16 profit and loss statement, what I'm seeing is that the expenses are $1,118,355. So that right there is the $10,000 difference I was talking about, that it's $10,000 higher, you know.
Can you tell
so
me
I'm
which
wondering,
line?
I'm wondering where you're seeing this other thing, and are we dealing with projections? Because both these
can
numbers
tell
are
me,
covered from a national office.
Arpo, can you tell me which line? Can you tell me which line you are talking about?
Okay. For which one? The budget proposal?
No, and which column?
The projected 2016. The column is AH, but which line are you talking about?
Okay. Let's see. Total expenses are down here. Okay. AH. Okay, you're looking at... Oh, for FY16,
yes.
I'm using the National Office's profit and loss statement. And my question is, if there's a difference between these, which is more accurate? Because I see it says FY2016 projected in the budget, and the other one says preliminary. So is the situation that we cannot actually tell which of these is the one we should trust, and is there a big difference?
I'm not sure anybody else is looking at the other document. Can you repeat what the figures are comparing?
Okay.
The National Office PM?
In the KPFT budget proposal, I'm getting an echo or something. In the KPFT budget proposal that we have, it says total expenses $1,129,064. In the P&L for KPFT, it says total expenses are $1,118,000. So I'm just wondering, you know, so it, and let's see. So FY16,
yes,
1118. And you're having a $40,000. Yeah, that's where I see where you have a $40,000 difference, but I'm getting a different. So I'm getting a different figure from the other thing. So I think maybe we need.
Our Paul.
Things.
I'm asking you about projected for 2016. What's column AH on the KPFT budget?
At?
No, I'm not looking at the P&L. I'm looking at the budget
document. The budget
from
is
KPFT.
AH39 is FY16.
Yes, so $1,156,218. Is there a different figure for that in the P&L?
Yes, that's what I got. Let me get back to the P&L here. Total expenses. Yes, in the KPFT tab of the P&L, the latest P&L, it's cell AB41. And you see the $1,118,000 figure. So there is...
For 2015?
For FY16.
Can you tell me the number again, the total expenses?
Okay.
From the P&L.
The P&L total expenses is $1,118,355.
No, not for 2017, for 2016.
Yes, that's what I just read. What we have here is we've got different information on. It looks like we have different information on the P&L from the information we have that's projected in the budget. So maybe that just seems to be maybe something that we'll clarify after the National Office deals with it, maybe.
Why don't you put that in the form of a query somewhere and email it to me so I can pass it along? Or
okay, I'll write this down and email it to you. Okay.
So I don't think we're in a position to. I think we'd like to get some input from the management before we actually vote to approve this.
I agree.
Any further questions or
think that we are at time.
Okay. All right, so I'm not sure exactly what we got down there, but I don't think there were any new business proposals. So we'll look at the scheduling of additional meetings and additional budget reviews. I think we need to try to give some dates to the management at the various stations so they can prepare in advance to get on these calls and complete this process.
I have a question about that.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Do you anticipate that KPFA's business manager needs to do this again?
Well, I think only if there are some really substantial changes that appear in the terms of the central services and other things that have come up with this new policy. I can't say no. I think we have to do it. WBAI and WPFW are kind of much more urgent. We haven't really gotten, very concrete figures for either of them yet. And I understand from the national offices that they're expecting the temporary business manager at WPFW to work on that budget, and that they are working on a document for WBAI, but it wasn't available in time for this meeting.
Well, just informally, our business manager had a conversation with Efren, the financial analyst or whatever his title is. And he speculated that even with this change about the subcarrier money being accounted for differently, that wouldn't be a bottom line much of a change for KPFA's budget. So that's what I know so far about this.
Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, we say that before and we never receive it. I think that we need some of the information from the KPFA budget that were not in the original. I think that Paul asked for that, you asked for that, I did ask for that, and we didn't receive it. We need to receive the budget, like all the other budget, with the comparison and with all the tabs totally functional. We need to be able to go there and check all the tabs.
Question.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean by check all the tabs. You mean look at the things. You're not talking about moving things, right?
Obviously.
I'll call myself. So my main concern at this point is today is the 15th. We have meetings scheduled on the 22nd and the 29th. And we had talked about a motion urging the PNB to schedule a special budget meeting in December, which I don't think PNB has done yet. What stations do we want to look at? When is the question I'm trying to settle. I think that the WPFW and WBAI figures that we ever looked at are in a much more raw state than the K's, any of them. So my proposal would be that we try to get something regarding WPFW and WBAI at our meeting a week from tonight on the 22nd, and then determine what else we need to get as far as looking back again at A, K, and T for the 29th.
So W's on the 22nd and K's on the 29th.
That would be my proposal.
Do we need a motion?
Sorry, can we hear that again on the 22nd, whom?
The 22nd week from today, I think we need to look at WBAI and WPFW because we never got anything close to a real spreadsheet budget with current actuals included for either of those. The national office said that Efren said he was working on a document for WBAI, but it wasn't going to be finished in time for this meeting. He wanted to go over it with Bertolt first. And for WPFW, they said that there is a part-time business mentor there who should be working on completing a budget, that fits into the
Adriana?
Tab.
Adriana?
And
then Serene.
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana. And then Serene. Okay.
Yes, possible. We have the schedule of those two meetings, but we have in the call, Nick, Karina, and Tony. I think that we can ask them if they are working in the budget with a template that we have. I want to know if they are working on that. Nick or Tony?
Who's working on that? Adriana, you want to know who is working on that?
Yes, I want to know from me, Karina, that and from Tony, if they know if KPFT is doing it and who is doing it.
I don't know if Nick is still on the call. He has more information on that. They're working on that.
What Efren said is that he understood that Bud Harrison, is that his name, was working on the budget for WPFW.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene, go ahead, sorry.
I just sent a motion, which I no longer have in front of me, but it essentially asks you to work with station management to schedule their appearances. I mean, the question about what's at what stage and who's ready and I don't think we as a committee, I don't think we have enough information to discuss it intelligently, and it doesn't make sense to use our time that way anyway. So that's my motion.
Okay, I don't see it in my inbox, but maybe you can look in your sent email to us.
Yeah, I'm getting back to it.
Michael, I received it already.
I got it.
Move that the NFC chair shall coordinate with network station management to schedule their appearances at NFC meetings to discuss the budget.
Okay. Is there any objection? All right. Hearing none, I guess we'll say that's approved. We do still have the two meetings scheduled. Do we need to schedule an additional meeting? Serene, you would raise the question of having an executive session to discuss the FCA?
Well, I will. Yeah, let's go ahead and schedule it. We can always not use it. And tomorrow, when I've had a better look at, a better opportunity to review my draft, I'll send it to you all. And maybe folks think they can just, handle it in open session without accidentally or deliberately screwing it up. We'll see.
Did you want to put that with the meeting on the 29th or schedule yet another additional meeting? Or?
No, we can just combine it with, in fact, can we tentatively schedule it for the 22nd? And schedule one for the 22nd and one for the 29th, and we may not need either, or we may just choose one, depending on how close any budget is, and how long those open meetings last. You get me?
Yes, I need some guidance on whether we can schedule at this point an executive session for the 22nd. I guess we have a meeting already scheduled, and so we could just say that part of that will be an executive session. No. Is that sufficient notice?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
From what I have been told, it requires the 7 days, and unless we're going to start that meeting at 10:30, the executive session part at 10:30 at night, we're not going to get 7 days notice in. And the executive sessions are, you know, it could be a, I am told this can be a sore point if we don't do that right.
This is Shereen.
We can do one, but why not?
Okay, so I move that on what month are we in? November. Mm-hmm. That November 22nd, we do a closed session beginning at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and on the 29th, we do a closed session beginning at 10 o'clock Eastern. Adriana?
Yes, go ahead.
I believe that I don't know with the, I don't understand because the only obligation that we have is to announce our meetings. If for whatever reason, and you can go to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and you can see that if for whatever reason you need an executive session, you don't need to state what. And if at some point in time during an open meeting we decide that we need to go to executive session, that doesn't jeopardize at all what our requirements of the CPP. I mean, if we need to do is have there the open session and say that we will have a meeting. But for whatever reason, we need to go to executive session. That is a decision of the committee and has nothing to do with jeopardizing the requirements. So I don't know where that comes from because it's not like that.
Okay, well, we have, by my watch, if we do it within the next minute or two, we'll satisfy any concerns about that. So is there any objection to a closed session at 10:30 Eastern on the 22nd and a closed session at 10 Eastern on the 29th?
Okay, let me get this down. Closed session at 10 o'clock on the 29th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10:30 Eastern on the 22nd and 10 o'clock Eastern on the 29th.
I would move to divide this. It's two separate things.
Okay. On the first, 10:30 Eastern on the 22nd. Is there any opposition to that?
I think that's starting an executive session at 10:30. Wow. Or, I mean, I think that's a little excessively late.
Okay. You want to call the roll on that quickly?
Give me a second.
Can you just do it with no exception, no objection?
He just objected.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, let's not talk all the way past 10:30. Let's do the vote.
Well, that's just exactly why this is. All right, so, Mr. Chair, are we going to a vote on 10:30
yes.
on the 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, Nick Arena. Fred Blair?
I'm going to abstain.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Okay, going back. Nick Arena? Not here. 4-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Okay. Any objection to the one at 10 o'clock on the 29th? Okay, hearing none. Okay, so we have two meetings scheduled, four meetings scheduled, the 22nd regular open session at 8:30 and a closed session at 10:30 on the 29th, a regular open session at 8:30.
I'm trying to put this in, but my user ID just disappeared on KPFTX. Hold on. Well, when you try to do something in mere seconds, it can disintegrate. Let me run fast.
We don't even need the 7 days when it's executive session.
Okay, well, in any event, that was the last item of business on our agenda, so
I'm having a hard time getting it.
Move to adjourn.
I'm letting you know here that I'm not getting this in here, so I'm letting the committee know I'm not getting it in. I have to get it in another second.
Okay, I'm just saying that the rest of our business is completed, so you can stop worrying about the minutes or the meeting and just concentrate on that. There was a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourn?
I put in my passwords and name. I am not able to log into kpftx.org.
Is anyone else on the call able to do that right now?
Okay, tell me exactly what it is. I can go in right now.
10:30 on the 22nd, executive session.
And 10 p.m. on the 29th. Okay, but in any event,
we have time for the other. Let him do the other one. Let her handle the 22nd.
10:30 on the 22nd, okay? Executive session.
Yes.
Okay, I will try to do that right now. Okay, perfect. Okay. We're going to do it.
All right, but in any event, we have completed our business, so there was a motion to adjourn, and I heard no objection, so I think we're adjourned. And I'll follow up with the P&O financial staff and the administration staff.
You have an hour and a half left to pledge to PRA, so what is it, 800-735-0230? Get on with it.
Thank you for caring, Michael.
Sure, my pleasure. Talk to you all soon.